Researchers in Melbourne hope they've identified a promising strategy for treating some forms of cancer. They say they've worked out how to kill a protein which causes diseases including leukemia and lymphoma. And this may now lead to the development of medicines that mimic that approach. Samantha Donovan reports.
Researchers have known for some time that a protein called MYC isn't only present in the body's healthy cells, but also at high levels in about 70% of all cancers. For more than three decades, scientists at Melbourne's Walter and Eliza Hall Institute have been trying to work out how the protein flourishes in the body and drives cancer development. The Institute's Dr. Gemma Kelly.
So we were interested to determine how these MYC-driven cancer cells stay alive, because obviously this would help to identify targets for new drugs. And what we found is that we can kill the particular cancer cells, the lymphoma cells we were looking at, by disabling another protein called MCL1.
And how do you do that?
So the way that we do it is genetically or using kind of drug mimicking tools in the lab. But what we would hope that in the future there would be specific drugs or inhibitors that would target MCL1, which could then be used in the clinic.
Which types of cancer could this discovery ultimately help?
So our research is focused on lymphomas, and in particular we've done some work on a human lymphoma called Burkitt lymphoma. But as I said, we know that MYC is deregulated in, it can be up to 70% of human cancers, including other lymphomas, leukemias, and other solid cancers. And so we would hope that our results would be broadly applicable to these cancers as well. But this would be something that we could determine at a future point.
Dr. Kelly says one of the most exciting aspects of the team's discovery is that the lymphoma cells they were experimenting with could be killed off within 24 to 72 hours. It's hoped that success in the lab can now be turned into a treatment for cancer patients.
So we already know that there are a lot of interest into developing these particular types of drugs. And so we hope that in the next couple of years, these will become available for us to test in our preclinical models. And then this will then go on to the next stage and go into clinical trials in patients.
Some of these treatments being trialled, there are concerns that the side effects may be quite severe. The strategy that you've come up with, do you know anything yet as to the potential side effects?
Yeah, so we have some of our own unpublished data and from other people, and what this really suggests is that our cancer cells, our lymphoma cells, seem to be more susceptible to inhibition of this protein MCL1 than the normal healthy cells. And so this suggests to us that there can be this therapeutic window whereby we can kill off the cancer cells and maybe have more acceptable kind of side effects on the normal healthy cells.
Australia's Leukemia Foundation is one of several organisations both here and overseas funding the research. Its National Manager of Support Services, Anthony Steele, says patients will be cautiously optimistic about the discovery.
Some of our research coming out of Australia is the best in the world. We get lots of applications and it's great to be able to find those gems that we're able to fund. One of the things is when these discoveries are made overseas and then clinical trials commence with a treatment for it, Australians don't often get access to those clinical trials and therefore have a very delayed access to treatment. Whereas if the discoveries are found in Australia, it goes to trial in Australia. Australian patients who've got no other options get access to these new therapies very early, and hopefully will lead to some very good outcomes.
The research from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute has been published today in the journal Genes and Development.
Samantha Donovan.